Good morning, beloved. I usually say good morning, church, but another name for the church is also beloved. We are his beloved. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Let's get ready to praise God this morning. Father, we thank you that we have the breath of life in us yet again, another day here. And we have made a conscious decision to be here in church. And now, Father, we just ask that as we have songs, that we're going to sing them. And we'll be able to worship you in spirit and in truth in the way that you want us to. And Father, when we line up with you, we know that you will meet us 100%. So, Father, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit being powerful and present here today in a way that we've never experienced. Father, we just thank you for an awesome time of worship and testimonies and of hearing a message from your throne room. In Jesus' name, amen.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. For Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free.
Hallelujah. And if you find that to be true in your life, go and share that with each other as you say hello this morning.
Amen.
glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Well, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Bless the Lord, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
City of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situations, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? So let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. There's joy in the land. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King? So let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, the city of our God. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion. There's oil and wine in Zion, the city of our God. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. There's joy in the land.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll find that in Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised.
Savior died. Downward for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to His name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was a blood applied. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was a blood of mine. Glory to His name.
Thank you, Lord.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still. In all our hearts ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing. As I go, all my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my me singing as I go, feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, singing as I go. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, or beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen.
Amen indeed. He does keep me singing. I'm reminded when we're singing the song of that book, Like a Mighty Wind. Many of you own it and some of you don't, but it's a story of, was it Indonesia? And, you know, they had the Bible and they read it and they didn't know any better, and so they believed it, and God did the most awesome things. Like he said, I want you to cross a river. They were traveling, you know, from a village, and it was the winter season, so it was really flooded, and there was also crocodiles in the river. He said, just go across. And you think, well, there's no bridge. We don't have a boat. He said, just walk across. Amen. That's exactly what they did. You know, he keeps me singing. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep and trials fall across the way, though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Sitting there following him, sometimes by faith, it's hard. But he keeps us singing nevertheless, especially when we get onto the other side.
Amen. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is power in that name.
Soul, something happened. Jesus touched me and made me whole. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me and made me whole.
Thank you, Lord.
Some may dwell where those abound. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high, a gleam of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. On higher ground.
Amen.
His praise fills the temple, His peace fills my heart, His joy and His glory, He did wondrously impart. The blessed name of Jesus brought me freedom from sin. Impossible. your Spirit dwells within. Your praise fills the temple. Your peace fills my heart. Your joy and your glory, you did wondrously impart. Your blessed name, O Jesus, brought me freedom from sin. Now your praise fills the temple, and your Spirit dwells within.
Find that to be true?
Yes, Lord.
Take joy.
About in the book of Revelation, that the elders, we don't know who they are, but they take down their crowns off their heads and they throw it before Jesus. They're standing in awe, even in heaven, standing in awe. It's beautiful beyond description. It's marvelous. It's beyond comprehension. It's nothing like we've ever seen or heard. He has infinite wisdom. And can we truly fathom the depth of His love? Can we truly do that? And so we stand and we say, Majesty, I stand in awe of You. I stand in awe of You because He is worthy of it. Amen.
Lord, we stand in awe of You. What an awesome God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. What a wonderful Savior. Lord, we came today with expectancy. We came with excitement. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we can ask you today to have it your way. Have it your way, Lord. Move in the midst of us in a mighty way. Let no one be left untouched today. Let us not live the same as we came. Let us live renewed, restored, refurbished. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Savior. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pastures and the sheep of his hand. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. It's wonderful, Lord, that we can praise you with our whole heart and show forth your marvelous works and be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. To show forth the loving kindness in the morning and the faithfulness every night. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. We want today, O Lord, to worship you, to praise you. To lift your name higher and higher for the world to see, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, to serve the Lord with gladness and come into his presence with singing and enter his gates with thanksgiving into his courts with praise. And we have a good reason. O Lord, we have a good reason to worship you, to praise you, to lift your name higher and higher. And his name is Jesus. His name is Lord. And we want to thank you today for victory. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Give him clarity of mind. Give him freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray. Like a two-edged sword. We pray, O Lord, that you touch each and every person that gives a testimony today. And touch Thomas as he gives the invitation. And we want to thank you, Lord, that even with the testimonies, your name be glorified. And your name be lifted up. Oh, and show forth your marvelous works. And we want to thank you today for victory. Oh, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. You are the God that never fails. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You have supplied all our needs, and you are going to supply all our needs. And we want to thank you and praise you today for putting in our hearts to give to the work of the Lord. To give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. To give out of what you have given us. And we want to thank you for blessing this offering that we're about to receive and make it multiply. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing the finances of the church. And thank you, Lord, that you are able to provide exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power that works in us. And we want to thank you today for meeting every need in this body, for each and every person here, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not only the financial needs, but also the spiritual needs, and everything that is needed, you are able to supply, and we thank you and praise you, Lord, and your name be glorified. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor today, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Good morning. I'm going to take some testimonies. I want to say first that I'm thankful to still be free. There's people that want to take that from us. So I'm thankful that I was born in a Christian nation. And I wish it was still that way, but the framers of the Constitution were mainly Christian men, and they had God-given insight into what they did. It was beautiful. So hopefully we can hang on to it. Okay, Natalia, you're first.
The Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Bible's book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The the B-I-B-L-E. I want you to show the book.
No, you show it. Okay, we're blessed and happy to be back. Thank God for that. And Natalia wants to show off her walk-out booklet that she got from Pleasant Valley. Everybody sees it. Thank you. Okay. All right, sweetie. And if it's a B-I-B-L-E, make sure it's King Versions, King James Version. I'm a little excited here this morning. I just want to say that, hi you all from the deep south of Georgia. You know, last year we made an observation that when we went to Catalina Island that there were four churches and 40 bars. Well, I have some good news for you. In Georgia, it's the opposite. There's a church almost in every block. Thank God and praise God. Anyway, the people in Georgia are very generous with their money, contributing, building churches. And I just want to tell you about this story about this one, must be a rich farmer. He hosts a party every year, and towards the end of the evening, he takes his crowd to the back where he has an Olympic-sized pool, and he's showing off his pool, and he says, now, there's a great white shark in there. And he says, if anybody, you know, endeavors or ventures to swim through that pool, he'll give him $8 million, very generous, or hand in marriage of his daughter. So before he finished his speech, he heard a splash. So everybody rushed over to see who's doing it. And so the swimmer swam across with the shark just right behind his toes, you know, and he made it out of the pool. So he walked up to him and he says, well, what would you like, $8 million or the hand in his marriage and hand in his daughter? And he says, I don't want that. He says, what I want is I want to find out who pushed me in. Amen.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay. Lois? Go ahead.
Good morning. I just, first of all, want to say how blessed my sister and her son and I were to have the people at the church come to her house and take part in the baptism last week. And it was a very beautiful service, and we really appreciated it. And we told everybody that swam yesterday that in the family that the water was now blessed because they had had multiple baptisms in it. So certainly the Holy Spirit was there. And so that was a witness too. And then another thing I just want to praise God for is that I'm still here, because last week somebody, while I was driving, tried to pull into my car because they wanted to be where I was, I guess. And I jerked it out of the way quickly, and they just missed me. And so I praise God for that. Well, then this week, on Friday, I was with my sister and in her van. She has a Toyota van. And a guy in an SUV went through a red light, drove right into us, and she quickly maneuvered the car. We ended up in the oncoming traffic lane, through the center lane, and facing the oncoming traffic, which fortunately the Lord had stopped at a red light so that they weren't coming. And we've just barely missed getting crushed in that. He was coming at quite a good speed and just like that right into us. And then he took off like he never saw us. It was like he didn't see us. He didn't see the red light. He didn't see us. I'm surprised that he stayed on the road. I don't know how he managed to do that, but he did. So whatever. Anyway, the Lord once again saved our lives, and we didn't even get hurt. The car didn't get damaged and nothing. And then yesterday, I prayed a lot yesterday, and I just felt depressed about the 4th of July. It was a nice day because we had Christina down from Teen Challenge, and her dad came over with her little boy, and then we had the Teen Challenge director of Northern California. His wife was there swimming with us. So she was witnessing to Rob also, my nephew. So he's getting it from all angles now, and he's really impressed with what's going on with his daughter. He is so impressed that he is talking about the Lord, and he's actually quoting scripture to the children. So that surprised Christina, but she said, "Oh, that's wonderful." Anyway, he'll come around one of these days. We're sure of that. But praise God for everything he does. And for this country, God has his hand on us, even if it's in judgment.
Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Ina?
Praise God. God is wonderful. It was a beautiful baptism we had last Sunday. I was deeply touched by everybody that not testifying because my husband did that, but their lives. It's very touching when you hear each one's story. And I thank God that when I think about the time, what happened yesterday, I never forget when we came in 1963, 4th of July, there was a new experience. I never have seen anything like it in all my life. And the song that I was deeply touched by was America the Beautiful. I wasn't even saved at that time, but that's the song. And I'll tell you why. Now, God is so wonderful because he saved me, took me all across the Atlantic Ocean and saved my soul. And also he touched me in a mighty way. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in the midst of the darkest place I ever known. And God moved in a mighty way. I also was touched of going blind, and it was in the same place. But today, I want to tell about the water baptism. First of all, God did a miracle of saving my soul, which is the greatest miracles of them all. But when we were there at the water baptism, after everything been said and done, I picked up some songbooks, and I had too much in my hand and didn't think about I had the car keys, and I should say only one car key in my hand, and it slipped and fell out of my hand accidentally and into the water of the pool. And Tom was very nice, and he got down there and got hold of the key. But here's the thing of the miracle. It's an electronic key, and it cannot take water. But there was a voice behind me saying, "Now that you got that destroyed." "No," I said. "It's not going to be destroyed." And it was full of water, and I did the best I could to dry it up, and I did. But when I came into the car, I began to pray. "God, your God of miracles is in your hands." And did you know, I tried the key, worked perfect, no problem whatsoever. And that's the miracle I want to share.
I gotta say, that's a miracle. That's saved you about probably $300 too for the new key. So, okay. I forgot your name.
Irene.
Come on up.
Hello. As we were praising the Lord today, I just feel in my heart that the Lord was saying to refocus in Him and put ourselves in that place that He has in us and in Him. But I didn't know what to do with that. So I don't know how everybody is going this time with their own personal challenges and personal situations. And this is not what we wanted to talk about, because God is in control and He knows everything. But just to encourage everybody, because I want to encourage myself too, the Lord gave me the scriptures in Romans 8:35, and it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or even a sword?" And it says in 37, "Nay, in all those things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities or power, nor anything present or things to come, nor height or depth or any other creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So this is an encouragement for everybody, and I know that God is there to back His word for us. Amen.
God can back it up for sure. Okay, any more testimonies? Okay, Michael.
It seems I had an opportunity to speak yesterday in a public gathering. I did not. Today, I had no thought of speaking, but again, I always hope that the Holy Spirit moves me to speak today. Not because of any other ego trips or any other reason. This is a place of testimony, and perhaps test. Testimony comes from the word test. Yesterday was the 4th of July. No, it was the 4th of July. Today's the 5th of July. What's the difference? Not much to a lot of people, is there? You know, I think yesterday is Firecracker Day. We worship the firecracker. That's what I tell people. So yesterday is, if you think about it, a very important day. I think our nation is worth fighting for. I mean, all the way to my death, okay? I'm willing to do my death to fight for my nation. My nation is a Christian nation. These are the documents. You know, they came over here to be free, to practice their faith. Are we going to give that up? I'm not going to give that up, okay? I tell you, government, and I tell everybody, a public declaration, I will not give that up with my very life. So what are they going to do? Shoot me in the back of the head and charge my family like they could do in Red China? That's the plan of the New World Order. That's coming to you. Now, what does this have to do with the church? I think everything. Okay? Now, anybody wants to argue with me and say, well, you know, you're talking about the world. You're not talking about the church. No, I'm talking about the church. Country was founded upon biblical principles. We have a right to be Christians. Now, are we men or not? Now, where does this inspiration come from? Well, perhaps it comes from reading the King James Bible. And the words of the founding fathers. Maybe some words of the founding mothers, perhaps. Primarily the founding male fathers. Nothing wrong with women. I'm married to one. But we had founding fathers. You want to talk to me? You talk to me. You got something important to say? You say something important to me. Hey, it's an important life. When we come to this church building here, We are supposed to be the body of Christ. Well, how do you get smart? You get smart by being hungry for the truth. I always say, capital T, small t. Big buildings are made of small bricks. Big truths are made of small truths. Truth. I'm here for the truth. If I'm a coward, could I be a Christian? Could I be a man? I don't think so. So am I to emulate Jesus? Well, of course, I'm a Christian. That means that I have to be willing to suffer like he suffered. I suffer for my nation, my Christian nation, which was a Christian nation, and my Christianity. I don't need a teleprompter, okay? I'm not speaking on any prepared notes, any televisions or anything, and I'm not running for office. I serve God. And I can only serve God humbly. Put away the Michael stuff in me, the big ego trips. I've tried the big ego trips. It just makes me a little guy. So what I need to do is find out God's will in my life, as I say, generally and specifically. That's what I need to do. But what about yesterday? I don't want to get too far off the track. I don't want to blow the microphones out either with my enthusiasm. I dearly hope that the Holy Spirit prompted me to get up here. I'm talking on the internet right now. And I'm talking to the locals right now. So what I'm supposed to do is speak from my heart. Speak from my mind. If I can study the Bible and be very hungry, and I can be inspired by the Holy Spirit, then I can be an effective Christian, you see. So again I say, what is yesterday all about, a 4th of July firecracker day? Ask yourself. Ask your neighbors. Yeah, it's an important day. Fireworks everywhere. You know, what are we celebrating anyway? A tradition? Is that what it is? Merely tradition? We are not an empty church here. Well, I, speaking for myself, I don't want us to be empty patriotically. I'm a Christian first and an American second. I'm not a United Nation ever. Independent and free. Free and independent. Based on biblical principles.
Thank you, Michael. So I've been praying God's going to raise up some freedom fighters. So I like you mentioned, it's the body of Christ, right? Every joint supplies. We got our Michaels. We got our, you know, whatever your name is. You know what I'm saying? We're all part of the body. So, and I didn't just come up with that. I've been praying that God's going to raise up some freedom fighters. Because we don't want to just lay down and let liberty go. So, okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Before we start it today, I'm going to ask Brother Yuri if you come and stand by me. He does not know anything about this.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, it's not your birthday.
No. I know that.
Last week, last Sunday, we had water baptism service. And Yuri, you made it very beautiful.
Thank you.
Your music, the words, the way you led it. And we're going to see very shortly a clip from the water baptism. And I want you to see it yourself. As you sat there in the midst and the people around you and how beautiful your accordion was and the way you played it. And I just want to say that thank you from the bottom of my heart. We love you, brother. Okay. Thank you. We're going to For you, those of you that are watching us around the world, it was a very special day yesterday. We haven't had a water baptism here for probably about maybe 2-3 years. And we used to have a place where we baptized people in, and our lady, Sister Rita, she went to be with the Lord, and we lost that place. And so I simply said, well, I don't know what to do. So he kept building, more and more people to be baptized. And so we went to Ruth Laughlin's place, that is Lois' sister. And at this time now, are we ready to roll that thing? Because I want to show the church and the world how blessed we were 7 days ago. Let's roll it.
I don't believe he's sitting up in heaven, evaluating sinners by their scars. But I see him excited to forgive us, and it's not at all in spite of who we are. When he said, what I had done, what I would do, he looked beyond the worst in me and saw not what I was, he saw what I could be. And made a brand new vessel of my life. Every day possibility increases, 'cause he placed me in a dream that never dies. When he said, and what I would do, he loved me on the worst in me, and saw not what I was, he saw what I could be. And though I was a sinner, the Savior heard my cry. He came and rescued me. He did not pass me by. When he saved me, he knew what I had done, what I would do. He loved me on the worst in me.
Praise the Lord. That is a big praise the Lord. And what we want to do is we want to thank God for that. And if you are here today and you have not been baptized for immersion, then you can talk to us afterwards. And we are not going to do it today, but we'll set a time up in the future. At this time, we're going to have a prayer time. And we did pray about the oil prices to go down. I want to share this with you. This week, you know, they shot up from about $45 a barrel to over $70. And I had told you about speculators. And there was a speculator in London that almost took down a whole, the wholesale house. And he's the one that was responsible for it, to simply shove the prices way up. And he was arrested, and lots of money was lost on it. And right now, the oil has been starting going down again, so that's a praise of the Lord, because we need to have our gasoline to drive where we need to go. So we want to praise God for that. And so at this time, we're going to pray right now. So those of you that like to come up, and like we normally do, come on up here, and we're going to be praying here today. And asking God to minister to us. So I'm going to ask Thomas if you will begin, and you thank God for last baptism and praise God for that.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, to come into your house. We thank you, Father, for the time we had for music, worship, Lord. And, Lord, the opportunity to watch again on video the baptism, Lord. And it is a joy to watch that, especially since we've come to know certain people, and we see what God is doing in their life, and we see that they made a conscious decision to tell the world that publicly they plan to serve Jesus Christ, God the Father. And it's beautiful to see that transpire in people, and that they make a public profession of faith and a commitment, a lifelong commitment, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to partake in that, and we thank you for upholding the people that got baptized, that they can continue on and be strong. And we just praise your name for that, Lord. And I'm reminded of when the angel came and spoke to Daniel, and he said, "Be strong, yea, be strong." And he was strengthened. So we thank you, Father, for keeping the believers strong. And also, Lord, I want to pray for freedom fighters, Lord, in America, that you would raise up freedom fighters, that we're not going to just lay down and give up our liberty. If you want it, you're going to have to fight for it.
Amen.
And we thank you, Father, that you will give us boldness and give us the words to speak, and not to lay down and let our liberty be stolen, which would be a tragedy for all those people that gave up their lives for liberty. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, Jeff, would you pray for the only prices to keep going down?
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are in control. You are in control of heavens and the earth. Lord, you're a mighty God. Lord, nothing is difficult for you. And we want to thank you and praise you today, O Lord, for continuing supplying all our needs. And we pray, O Lord, that you will continue. It doesn't matter what the popular belief is. It doesn't matter whether they say that the oil is going to go up and up. O Lord, you are in control of that. And you are going to lower it more and more, deeper and deeper. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for everything, O Lord, that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for meeting every need in this body of believers. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for everything that the Lord, we can rely on you, we can trust in you, we can have faith in you and wait upon you. And we know, the Lord, that you going to meet every need. As I was seeing, O Lord, the gas prices going up, I was not discouraged, because I knew my Lord, my God, is in control. And in due time, he's going to bring it down and down in the level where he wants it to be. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we all trust in you with all our heart, O Lord, and lean not on our own understanding. And we'll give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Our Heavenly Father, some 13 years ago, we had a wedding in this church. We were all greatly rejoicing, Father God, as Michael and Lancy Gonzalez were married. And Father God, you know, time has gone, circumstances, difficulties. And Father God, I pray right now for Michael and Lancy. And Father God, she has opted to leave her husband, to file divorce papers, to break the vows. These were holy vows spoken before God and before this congregation. She's taking them lightly. She's not even thinking about the consequences. We pray, Father God, for Michael, that you help him to be strong, Lord. It is hard to be rejected and cast aside. I pray for the 6 children, Father God, that have their home broken up, their childhood destroyed, as a devil is devouring another marriage. And as a church, we come against that. And we pray right now for Lancy, Father God, that your Holy Ghost conviction will come down upon that woman. Because Father God, when she took that oath in front of me and everybody else in the church, it was for better or for worse. It was not for good times only, but it was a life commitment in sorrow and in grief, in joy and happiness. And God, this nation, the people have forgotten that the word is important, and we don't take it lightly, but we have taken an oath and taken an obligation. And Father, we pray for the children, that you minister to them. I pray, Father God, for the parents to be brought back together again, for love to be restored, for the devil to have his work destroyed. And we thank you, Father, we have seen before broken marriages repaired in this church. And we ask for that again, Lord, that you would do a restoration. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we lift up here Cindy's cousins. We lift up Anna with a brain cancer. We lift up Mike, who has prostate cancer. Father God, here are 2 people in Cindy's family, Lord, with cancer. And again, we lift them up. We do not know if this man and woman are saved or not. But we know that you love people. If you pray first for their salvation. Father God, we ask right now that if these 2 people are not saved, that the disease of cancer, actually the attack of cancer, will be used to bring them to Christ. Yes. And then, Father God, we ask that in your mercy that you will heal them. Because you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there's nothing impossible for God. There's only one thing God cannot do. He cannot fail. Amen. That's the only thing he cannot do. And we thank you, Father God, for answering these prayers. And we pray for Cindy, Father God, to be anointed to minister to her cousins and to share Christ with them if they're not saved, and to bring them to salvation. And we thank you for that. Father God, we want to pray for our nation. As this is the 4th of July weekend, I am super blessed to see that many people here, Lord. Most of 4th of July weekends, everybody's scattered. But Father God, most of them are here today, and we thank you for that. And we pray for our nation, Lord, as we know that all 56 founding fathers were born again Christians. They have lied to us over the years and said they were not. They were agnostics. They were this, they were that. It's a lie. If you go back to the documents and read what they wrote each one that they were truly born again. They confessed Jesus as a Lord and Savior. If you come against all the ungodly forces that have come against this nation, we come against the Jews, the Hindus, the Buddhists, and all the other New Agers that are trying to destroy it and simply say this nation is not a Christian. It's a secular nation. That is a lie. Yes. It was never founded that way. And the Constitution never said it was going to go that way. Yes. And Father God has been praying here today, raise up fighters. We pray, Father God, raise up people, raise up pastors, preachers, evangelists, that once again can preach the gospel, because only when people are saved will they do the work of God. And we thank you right now for America, Lord, that we are still standing. We might be staggering, we might be half knocked out, but we're still standing. Have we not done yet? And Holy Spirit, thank you for move. And we praise you, we bless you for that right now. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed shouted, amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.